Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. Karen and I are thrilled you're joining us today.
Thrilled. So excited.
We're diving into a topic that has the power to transform lives: generosity. With the holiday season upon us, it feels especially fitting to explore this theme. Imagine a world where acts of generosity ripple like waves, creating connections and spreading joy. Whether you're tuning in during your commute, cozying up at home, or taking a leisurely stroll, we're here to spread a little cheer and discuss the wonderful world of generosity. Let's jump right on in.
Generosity is the gift that keeps on giving. It is the act and the gift itself, and it is for all parties involved.
The gift that keeps on giving. Yes. What is generosity? Generosity is the act of giving freely without expecting anything in return.
It's the energy with which you give something that is important. It's not what you're giving, how much you're giving. It's the energy, the love behind the giving.
It encompasses not just material gifts, but also your time, attention, and kindness. Generosity is rooted in selflessness, putting others' needs before our own and finding joy in contributing to their well-being.
Filling a need for someone, having someone express to you a need or an ask, and being able to be that person to fulfill that and nurture, that is a gift. That's just such a gift to be able to be that for someone else.
Yeah. Generosity has a positive psychological impact on both the giver and the receiver.
Absolutely.
Research has shown that acts of generosity can lead to increased happiness and life satisfaction. Did you know that simple acts of giving can boost your mood and create deeper connections with those around you? It's true. Oxytocin and serotonin are released. Generosity isn't just a gift. It's a powerful force that can uplift our communities and ourselves.
Generosity, the new feel-good drug.
Give me some of that generosity.
Let me give some of that. Yes. So I can get some of that. Yeah, what a beautiful thing, that act of exchange, that act of connection and feeling in community is similar to the feeling of purpose. It's tied to it in some way.
I think so.
When we're in community and we're volunteering or offering something of ourselves, time, energy, etc., we have the opportunity to connect with other human beings on a deeper level. So beautiful.
So I found a infographic from Giving USA.
We know Tara loves a good infographic. You'll probably be able to find this in the resources on this particular episode.
Yes. And this is in relation to monetary giving. And it is the 2024, they do like an annual thing. So this is 2024's report and is looking at the year 2023.
Oh, okay. And as we know, explorers, that money is another form of energy. That's why it's called currency. It gets exchanged. It gets moved around. It's the intention behind the exchange that is really what carries it.
In 2023, Americans gave $557.16 billion to charity.
Billion. Wow. Wow.
67% came from individuals. 67% from people like you and me.
Not organizations, corporations, individuals.
Individuals.
I would love to see the breakdown on the socioeconomic.
It's probably in the report.
Love to see that breakdown. And that'd be so interesting.
It said over the last 5 years, giving by individuals grew
at an annualized average rate of 4.3%.
Giving
so has, I think, increased in numbers since the pandemic.
Right. Yeah.
Which is surprising, but not surprising at the same time, because the pandemic made us realize some things about ourselves.
Right. Right.
The time the connection that we have of here. Humanity. Exactly. And, yeah. But 67% of that 557 was about individuals. And I was like,
that's dang 2/3 is what that is.
By yep. people.
Yeah. By just people like you and me. Mm-hmm. And all of you explorers.
So that's the money, that 2/3 of the giving is from individuals. Let's explore beyond the monetary impact of generosity, the impact that generosity can have on us and our communities. So personal.
And are we talking about, I just want to stop. Are we talking about not monetary? In this?
Not monetary.
Okay, got it. Time and commitment.
So in terms of personal growth, engaging in acts of generosity can profoundly enhance our personal development.
How so?
How, you may ask?
How so?
When we actively participate in helping others, it not only cultivates empathy and compassion, but also promotes a deeper understanding of different life experiences.
I have to say that your life is not how everyone lives. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. This is why I want my kids to travel around the world. Oh, it is so important. Travel around this country. Travel around this city.
Start in the city.
See
and be
the
like,
different
wow.
neighborhoods. How do other people live? Understand that there is a huge spectrum of need versus have, and a lot of different ways that people live. There's such diversity there, and it's important for people to gain perspective and perhaps then acknowledge even more so how blessed they are, how much they have to offer.
It just starts within your community. You don't even have to go that far. There is need. And to your point, not everyone's experience looks like yours.
I think the more that we get outside ourselves and our experience and see other ways of being, other cultures and even artistic offerings and languages, it just rounds us out and makes us more self-aware and more non-self-aware.
More self-aware and less self-centered.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. That was well said. More self-aware, less self-centered, understanding the balance and the differences.
Another impact of generosity is social connection. Generosity is crucial in strengthening our relationships. When you extend kindness and share resources, you contribute positively to someone else's life and forge deeper connections.
It's not all about the taking and what can you do for me. It's about what can I do for you? How can I help you? And that helps me. Help me help you.
Help me help you help us.
That was a quote
yes,
from earlier.
Yes. Giving cultivates trust and appreciation, which can significantly enhance your social network. As our relationships grow, they contribute to a greater sense of belonging.
We know how important that is.
Fundamental human need. Fostering a supportive community where we feel valued and connected.
I love that. We sometimes, especially this time of year, get a little isolated, swirly in our world of got to get this done, the lights got to look this way, gifts to teachers, all the things. There's so much more if you're looking around, right? There's such an expansive opportunity to give beyond just your nuclear family or your close-knit people.
Giving reinforces the idea that we're all in it together.
We are all in it together.
Another impact of generosity is inspiration. Generosity has the remarkable ability to spread from one person to another. When witness acts of kindness, we are often motivated to do something similar. This creates the ripple effect within our community, as one act of generosity can inspire to pay it forward.
And do you know that I read recently there was some data to support that even just witnessing an act of generosity instigates a chemical release within you? Witnessing acts of kindness does something for you. And I'm wondering if that is also then you're like, well, I liked how that felt. I want to do that. We are wild. Our chemistry is wild
and
deeply connected.
That just goes back to we're all in it together. Like, we don't consciously pick up on the pheromones and those neurochemicals that are released.
Right, the dopamine, mm-hmm. the serotonin. Accidental.
But it still puts that energy out there. Like, we still recognize it on some subconscious level.
Yes.
Like, oh, that was great. Or that felt good. Or that was inspiring. Let me tap into my own.
Yes, absolutely. Like, unconscious mind, right? Gets all of it, gets all of the picture, gets all of the bits, and wants to encourage more of that, mm-hmm. that feeling, whatever that chemical feeling is, or just the warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart.
Over time, this collective generosity momentum can transform the social fabric. We can encourage a culture where kindness becomes the norm and everyone feels empowered to contribute to the well-being of others.
Not pressured, but empowered to do this. And there's, you know, I mean, I guess at some point it trickles down, but there's always someone who can use your help. And then there's always someone that can use their help. It's just like you're paying it forward, but also you're inspiring people to find that place where they can contribute whatever it is they have to offer to better someone else's life and experience.
And everyone has something to offer.
1,000%. Yes.
Because generosity isn't just about giving money, even if it's just a listening ear or whatever, like, you are giving of yourself without expecting anything in return, period. That's what it is. And also why you're doing it.
Right. The stimulus for that. Mm-hmm. There's talents and skills that maybe you have naturally that other people don't have. And you can contribute that to either an organization, volunteer opportunity, or your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you framed that listening, active listening, being with someone and listening. Like, you are here. You have feelings. This is important. That's such a beautiful expression.
By embracing generosity, we can lead richer and more fulfilling lives and relationships with more understanding and more support. Who would be like, you know what? I wish people understood me less.
Who would be like, I don't want a richer life.
Please.
I don't want a more deeply meaningful life.
I don't want that. That sounds gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we say that, we are not being honest with ourselves. All right. So Karen and I did a little hop skip into ways to practice generosity. So I hate it. It's in my corporate America brain. Circle back.
I knew she was going to say it because she made the motion with her hand.
Let's revisit.
shall we?
Ways to practice generosity. We mentioned sharing your skills. So you have a skill or a talent. Think of ways to share that with other people who might benefit. Let's say you're an amazing cook. You could do cooking classes or mentor someone in gardening. If you explore or a gardener, please reach out to us.
What do you need help with, Tara? What's happening?
I actually just need somebody to do the garden.
Do the whole thing.
Or just give me tips and tricks on how to grow my vegetables. Teach computer literacy to seniors so they can become more tech savvy. Not only does this foster community, but we are also building connections.
Right. Like, sometimes we take our talents and skills and knowledge for granted. We think everybody has that, or, oh, this isn't that unique, or this isn't that important. There are people that need exactly what you do or have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So get out there and offer it. Share it. That's, for sure.
Another way is to volunteer your time. There are local organizations or charities that align with your interests that focus on helping those in need. It could look like volunteering with what's the animal people? The
ASPCA?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or your local animal shelter or whatever.
Yes, let's volunteer at the local animal shelter. Consider dedicating time to the local food bank when you can assist with sorting and distributing food. What else? Community centers. Like, there are a couple of senior centers that I know around our area in particular where you can help with whatever programs they have going on. And there's something else that just flew out of my brain when it comes to volunteering your time.
Yeah, you could just look up in your area, use keywords of things that you like and can offer and where you might use that. Maybe it's the city government. Maybe it's your local arts council. Maybe it is the Historic Preservation Association. Maybe it's communities that gather food for people, or Habitat for Humanity, where you're building homes. There are so many animals, just looking at the animals. know, shelters and fostering. And yeah.
It came back.
I knew it would if I just kept riffing.
In the sense that we were speaking of earlier about being a listening ear, offering support if someone's going through a tough time or they just want to hang out and have fun. Spending your time with your people is an act of generosity.
You were very generous with me the other day.
After
I called
that,
her
I was like, oh.
And she came over and it was a beautiful gift. Yes. And also, you know, extending that, not just with your people, but do you know how many assisted living centers there are where there are people, seniors, elders who maybe don't have nearby family or maybe don't have any family? They are, boy, talk about alone. They're in that community with each other, but the idea of going in and listening to stories or connecting or reading a book to them or just laughing, telling jokes, singing songs, whatever it is.
Listening to their stories.
A half an hour a week or an hour a week. That is not much time. And it can change someone's life. That connection, the social nutrition piece and that feeling of being seen, heard, and valued. Giving that gift to someone who feels like they have nothing or they're not sure why they're even still here and they feel lost and alone. My goodness, what a powerful gift that is.
Mm. Oh my goodness. Another way to practice generosity is through random acts of kindness. Make it a habit.
So fun.
To perform spontaneous acts of kindness wherever you can. Covering someone's coffee in line behind you.
Mm-hmm. Or I love that one.
It's the best. Whatever it is, coffee
Ferguson,
or meal.
I used to,
or whatever,
my son and I used to do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I love doing that.
Donating gently used items from your home to a local shelter or charity. These small acts of kindness also contribute to the ripple effect of generosity, because when you are helping your community, you are also inspiring others to pay it forward.
Mm. Yeah, that's that ripple effect we talk about. It creates, you know, it has its own energy, that act, and people feel that. We all have this amazing energy and subconscious, and people can feel that, whether they know where it's coming from or not.
You speak about energy, you know, when people come in a room, but when you are giving from a pure place, that energy also transfers with that item.
Absolutely.
So they feel it when they receive it.
I agree.
All right. That's all I had. I'm getting really efficient. It's the winter slowdown.
You're like,
let's get in before the sun goes down so I can get my Hugo on.
Oh,
get
yeah.
Get all cozy. So I had a song.
Okay.
You know this song. It's about generosity loosely and why we do the things we do. It is Put a Little Love in Your Heart by Jackie DeShannon.
Oh, we're going to go for the original.
Back.
I feel like Annie Lennox did a version of this.
There's so many.
And
birds.
Dolly Parton did a version as well. Oh, that's awesome. Let's put a little love in our hearts, shall we?
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
That is such a classic. And just 3 minutes. 3 minutes of gold. Gold.
When you decide to let kindness be your guide. It is a decision.
It is a decision. You get to choose love. You get to choose generosity. You get to choose inspiration and impact. You get to choose listening. You get to choose sharing.
I choose. We are feeling very inspired.
So full of love and warmth and coziness and mulled cider.
Funny thing about putting a little love in your heart is a seed that just grows. We had our song. There's a lot of love in our hearts. And it's time for today's question of the day. Today's question: what is one act of generosity that changed your perspective on giving?
Oh, I gotta think about this for a second. You're probably gonna have to go first. Okay, I'm gonna sit here for a minute.
I love that I had this question and I had did not even think of an answer yet. So I'm right here with you. I'm like,
oh. Really? I was like, boy, she's going to be able to. I don't know. I want to say that, you know, Tara, in the past few years, I've gotten better at being vulnerable, mm-hmm. asking for help, asking for support, not going it alone. The most impactful acts of generosity that I've witnessed and received, the listening, love, and support, seeing me no matter what, and loving me no matter what, feeling that unconditional love and support helped me feel that not only is it okay to ask, it's okay to be open to receiving, and it inspires me and helps me or makes me want to do the same for others. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a non-monetary commitment. It's being present for someone, witnessing their journey and acknowledging their wholeness and goodness, helping them gain inner mm-hmm. strength mm-hmm. and get back to equilibrium so they can be their best selves and so that I can be my best self.
Yeah. I love that both of us, as we reflected on the question of the day about generosity, did not go monetary. It's definitely in the form of my kids and my husband. When kids are younger and like they have something and you're like, give mommy a taste of it. And it could be the last of whatever it is that they have. But they're like, here. And they like put it up to you and give it. They're like, I don't have any more, but that doesn't matter. That type of generosity, it's a heart check for me. Like, oh, you would give me all of what you have. Why would I not do the same thing for you? So the act of giving also is about becoming. With my husband, he will give you the literal shirt off
literal shirt off his back.
He challenges me to become more open to giving of myself, because that's not something that's natural for me. I'm a natural nurturer, but it's not always as soft and rounded. So I may not give you the shirt off my back, but I'll go get you a blanket.
I like this shirt, so I'm not gonna give you that, but I will get you something else.
My husband and my kids have their generosity, without it being clearly labeled as such, has changed who I am fundamentally to become a better version of myself.
I love that the unconditional love and generosity that flows from that unconditional love is what you receive and what impacts you.
They
you
absolutely have framed who I am now. So
yeah, that's beautiful.
If you call me on a random Wednesday, can you come over? Yeah, I can do. Yes. Yes, I can. All righty. So I found a quote by Winston Churchill.
Interesting. What did the old Brit have to say?
He said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give."
Oh, that's so yummy. Please read again.
"We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give."
Mm-hmm. Drop the mic, Winnie. That's a good one. It could not be more true. The depth and the experience is in the giving and the sharing. Mm-hmm. What we get and the paychecks and
the accolades,
that's okay. What you're getting. Great, beautiful, wonderful. Also, the depth, the experience, the fullness of life is in the giving.
Mm-hmm. There's undoubtedly a profound connection between generosity and joy. It's amazing how giving ripples out and spreads joy within our communities. Each act of generosity can brighten someone else's day and ignite a sense of fulfillment and happiness within ourselves. The more we give, the more we invite joy into our lives, creating a beautiful cycle of positivity and growth. Explorers, until next time, let's continue to spread cheer and embrace the gift of generosity.
And remember, explorers, that gift is it's energy. It doesn't have to be a physical item. It's time, it's space, it's support, it's generosity, and it's beautiful. Thank you for being here with us. We wish you a wonderful holiday season. Whatever you choose to celebrate or not, remember that we love you, we're grateful for you, and we'll see you next time. Take good care. thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company